Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Well, you know, verse I was spending some time just a while ago was James 4:8, which I'm sure is probably one of your favorites too. But it says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's awesome because this comes from James, the half-brother of Jesus. You got to remember, James was a Jewish person, and he was formerly a believer in Judaism, which said that only the Levitical priests could get near to God. But now James says, forget all that. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. And it's all through my half-brother, Jesus.
Isn't that amazing? Wow.
And what's interesting is that according to church tradition, which seems to be pretty reliable in this case, James had camel knees from basically being on his knees most of his life praying to Jesus. And you got to keep in mind that formerly, before the resurrection, he didn't believe that Jesus was the Messiah. But then the resurrected Christ appeared to him after the resurrection. And so for the rest of his life, he was this holy guy. He became the head of the Church of Jerusalem. He did away with Judaism in terms of his own belief system and turned to Jesus, his half-brother, who was the divine Messiah. I just think the whole thing is really awesome when you think about it. And so when we interpret scripture by scripture, we find that this military idea is actually pretty pervasive, not just in terms of God and what he does, but even among the devil and his fallen angels, also called demons. We know from other scriptures that there are ranks in the angelic realm and there are ranks in the fallen angel realm, with the devil being at the top and then all other fallen angels answering to him. And so Satan very much has his own army, but of course he's no match for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. As we keep under our commander in chief, who is God, then that in itself is almost like an umbrella that keeps us safe from the advances of the devil. And of course, elsewhere, we're told that we have the armor that we can put on, spiritual armor, Ephesians 6 verses 10 and following. And, you know, the thing of it is, you have to put on armor, don't you?
Yeah.
Armor's not automatic. You have to put on the armor of God. And practically speaking, what putting on the armor of God basically means is that you have to live righteously, keep grounded in the Word of God, keep focused on God, make sure that your life is in tune with God. You know, these are the kinds of things that spell defeat for the devil in your life.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.